You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and the Creamery District, and streaming to the world over at KHUM.com. Over at the Creamery District, the Zero to Fierce Festival is a-happening, and that's celebrating creative women. Oh, and there is so many great events that are happening all week long for that. Five of which are original theater productions by a bunch of women who have connections to Humboldt County, which is really cool. They're calling it a fringe festival, which is kind of like a small theater festival, which is really super neat. And I ended up getting the chance to sit down with three out of the five people that are involved with the whole thing. And the first production is coming up tomorrow at 8 p.m. over at the Arcata Playhouse. Lily, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lily Ollie Oshatz. I'm based out of Brooklyn in New York. I'm from California, so it's really, really, really exciting to bring this piece to a community that's outside of my own theater community in New York. I think it's important that we find what is universal about our experiences, what is different, what kind of writing is happening. So I'm very excited to get in and meet all of the other artists and talk about our work and see where we intersect and what our ideas are.
So your piece is about half an hour? Mm-hmm. It's a one-person musical about rape culture.
Yes, yes, it is. When I tell people that I wrote a musical or I'm writing a musical about sexual assault, I get a lot of sort of titters and giggles. And what I'm actually after is to find the joy in what it means to be a survivor, what it means to have come forward and report a crime of this nature.
Which takes a lot of courage.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of courage. It's a lot of... It's a lot. So definitely trigger warning right now. This piece is a lot, but it also is joyful. There are five songs. It's the inciting incident is the crime. And then most of it is really about learning that it is legal to rape in this country. It is. And especially in a liberal city like New York. So what the piece is trying to do is pose the question, why is this happening? Like, what do we need to do? Because it's not just coming forward, it's changing our culture so that we can kind of nip it in the bud. Like, I don't see why we're not talking about what consent culture is. To me, that's more important than just, like, how do we change our laws? Like, of course, we need to do that. But my agency is in trying to change our culture, and theater does that. So I'm hoping that I can weaponize this issue with my musical and sort of see how that goes. So this is my festival debut for this piece. It's very, very new, less than a year that I've been working on it. So I'm really, really excited to share this.
That'll probably bring a lot into perspective for many different people. What sort of responses have you gotten to it in New York?
I think people are surprised that I have this story to share because I'm a very sort of sunshiny person. I'm like, I've lived on the East Coast for 8 years, but I'm very California to them. So I'm very smiley and peppy. I'm an Aries, you know, I just have a lot going on. But this is sort of something I've felt closeted about for years. So it's really exciting to share this part of myself with people. And I think people have been less delicate, which is a good thing. Like, no one's, like, afraid to talk about things. People want to talk to me, and that's what I want, because I'm tired of not talking about it, honestly.
And thanks for sparking that discussion in our community. And that's at 8 p.m. coming up tomorrow. Now, after that, at 9 p.m., there's another show that's a-happening called When I Die, Leave the Balcony Open. And I have Laura here to talk a little bit about that.
So my name is Laura Muñoz, and my piece is When I Die, Leave the Balcony Open.
And you live in Blue Lake, your resident
there? I live in Arcata. I was born in Spain, so I feel like I'm of two cultures. And my piece was inspired by some stories that I heard when I was a kid from my grandma about the Spanish Civil War, and my mother being born right in the middle of the war in Barcelona, and all these stories related to that. And then as a grown-up, researching and reading about all the so many things, where to start, I'm focusing mostly on the people that were left to die unburied and not taken care of all over the country and the countryside. But I mean, it sounds heavy, and it is heavy. The piece is, however, not realistic. It's not based on a realistic take on war, but a poetic realm on the displaced people that war produces.
Didn't you show part of this as a part of the Mad River Festival?
I did. Last year at the Mad Lab, I showed a version of what I'll be showing this Thursday. And I'm working towards an hour-long show. Right now it's 20 minutes. And this is a great opportunity for me to put it in front of people, to hear responses, and then keep working at it, with it, in it, and opening the whole piece in June at the Mad River Festival.
I'm really excited to see how it's progressed since then. And I know that it is really lovely, especially the movement that you incorporate within the piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then coming up at 10:30 the next morning, there is the Body Discourse Project, which Synapsis ends up running. And it's basically about the nature of being in the body. And then later on that night at 8 p.m. on Friday, Saida has a performance. Saida, you want to tell me a little bit about what you're doing?
My name is Saida Trujillo, and I'm performing Friday at 8. My piece is called Win the War or Tell Me a Story. The piece is an autobiographical piece that weaves together the occupation in Palestine and the civil war in Guatemala. It is a story that is taking part of my story, but really finding a theatrical language to look at war and really look at what it means to be forced out of your land. So
you came at this from spending a lot of time and living in Pakistan.
In Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's interesting. Laura mentions the stories that her piece is inspired. And similarly, because I went to Palestine without knowing what it really meant, I went because of my work. I'm a voice teacher and I work in theater and I teach at Del Arte. I live in Blue Lake. Because I went to Palestine and I learned what it means to live under occupation. I didn't know what that was. It's like I started to look at my own history and thinking, how is it that I was born in Canada and grew up in Montreal and Guatemala, and I grew in the U.S., and started thinking about my mother and asking her stories. And she tells me that she was born during the coup in Guatemala, during pretty much our last good president, and grew up into the war and left because of the war. So looking at the way people in Palestine live, in a way gave me the courage to remember and to ask how, why, and how do we ever win wars. So the piece is about stories and war.
How long have you been working on it?
I also started working on this piece last year as a work in progress for the Mad Lab part of the Mad River Festival. And
I remember during that, whenever I saw it, it was very engaging and touching. I think I gave you a hug afterwards.
I think you did. So it's become a full show. It's an hour long. It toured to LA and to the Middle East. I performed it in Egypt last year. And now I've gotten a time to edit and to rework. And it will tour later this year. It's going to Turkey and Jordan, and hopefully a few other places.
Well, people should definitely come on out and check it out.
Please. Yes.
And the final piece that's happening after that at 9:15 on Friday is called Frank, and that's described as an interactive life retrospective. So you should check out that as well. And you can get Fringe Festival passes. We're also giving away some for free, so make sure to stay tuned for some more information about that. But check out ZeroToFierce.com. In addition to all these lovely performances, there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on this whole entire week, all of which is celebrating creative women. So that's ZeroToFierce.com, okay? I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll get back into the music, and plus give away some tickets and that sort of thing. So stick around. You're listening to KHUM.